It's time now for the Weekly Dish on WKNO. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Black-owned restaurants and food businesses have shaped the culinary scene of Memphis. They are a key ingredient in the recipe that has made Memphis one of the most innovative food scenes in the South, if not the country. Restaurants like Cozy Corner, The Barbecue Shop, Payne's, and Interstate Barbecue have helped put Memphis on the map as the barbecue capital of the world. Soul food restaurants The Four Way, Alcinia's, and Orange Mound Grill are gathering spots that not only serve amazing food, but provide a space of unity for all Memphians. Innovative chefs are approaching soul food and Southern cooking with a new lens. Philip Ricks of Philip Ashley Chocolates combines flavors like sweet potato into gourmet chocolates. Eli Townsend at Sage uses Southern classics like turnip greens and fried chicken in his signature soul egg rolls. And Tamara Patterson of Chef Tam's Underground Cafe takes classic Southern dishes over the top with her original and fun spin. Restaurants like Bala's Bistro, Curry and Jerk, and Stick'em are introducing Memphians to new cuisines from around the world, serving authentic dishes from the owner's native countries. Fried chicken and hot wings are two dishes that are now just as popular in Memphis as barbecue, thanks to places like Uncle Lou's Fried Chicken, The Wing Guru, Ching's Hot Wings, and Rico's Kickin' Chicken. And don't get me started on desserts. The Pie Folks, Makita's, Sugar Mama Snowballs, Sweet Magnolia Gelato Company, and Blue City Donuts are creating one-of-a-kind sweets I can't resist. From restaurants to food trucks to online companies, head to commercialappeal.com for a list of more than 150 Black-owned food businesses in Memphis you need to try. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com.